Being acquired was really eye-opening for me and helped round out my perspective on the integration process. It gave me empathy for the acquired employees, what they're going through emotionally, what their families are going through. Being acquired just made me a better acquirer.
That was Tommy Lewis, COO at Tivity Health, explaining why he believes that it's so important to focus on taking care of your people, especially during a merger, acquisition, or integration. You're listening to How I Transform This, presented by Versus 12. Versus 12 is the award-winning Salesforce Gold consulting partner focused on healthcare innovation nationwide. In this episode, Tommy offers his advice to other healthcare leaders who are driving transformation. He also shares his vision for how he wants to see the industry change in the future. You're also going to hear some exciting stories of success that he's seen at Tivity and other companies' brands.
Aside from trying to turn around that business, I also had to focus on selling the business. And at the end of the year, we ended up having a real good year. We were able to turn that business to growth for the first time in 3 years. And we're also able to successfully sell the business at a price that Tivity's board and leadership team was happy with.
I'm your host, Clark Buckner, and along with Versus 12 founder and CEO, Tammy Hawes, each episode we're seeking out healthcare technology industry leaders, exploring stories of success through the transformation of healthcare. For more stories like this, be sure to visit versus12.com/podcast. Now, let's jump in.
Hello, this is Tommy Lewis. I'm the Chief Operating Officer at Tivity Health, and I have been in healthcare for 20 years.
Tommy, welcome to How I Transform This. We're so excited that you're here with us today.
Hey, Tommy, I'm so glad to have you on the podcast today. It's going to be fun.
Hey, Clark. Hey, Tammy. It's a real pleasure to be with you. Thanks for having me.
So I think the last time the three of us were probably together, especially in a podcast environment, this was at the National Hymns show. Well, I guess maybe it was in maybe Vegas. I can't remember, but a couple of years ago. And, you know, so what I love about this show, I tell this to some of our guests, I love it because I get to hang out with Tammy's cool friends and get to hear about directly from the source how healthcare transformation is happening. So it is really nice to get reconnected and to dig a little bit deeper now, and especially because we've seen so many big changes that have been happening. So, as usual, Tammy and I follow what we call the past, present, future format. So, Tommy, if you can give us a quick snapshot. I know you've had several different roles, different things that have brought you to where you're at today. Give us a quick snapshot of your path in healthcare, and then we'll talk about how you've been driving transformation along the way.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I've been in tech my entire career. I started in fintech, and then I did a short stint in publishing and retail, and then ultimately transitioned into healthcare technology 20 years ago, next month, actually. The last couple of years, I've been in healthcare services. You know, I've been around long enough to have been working when the internet was not ubiquitous like it is today in business. And I realized pretty quickly that publishing and retail were going to be disrupted and in some cases disintermediated. So I began looking for other promising industries. And as it turns out, right here in our backyard was this burgeoning healthcare industry really beginning to take shape 20 years ago. And I was fortunate enough to find a growth stage health tech company that was pioneering electronic insurance eligibility verification, which used to be a manual, very painful, drawn-out process. And that's where it all started. When I got into healthcare, I transitioned from leading a department of 50 people to being employee number 30 in a department of one.
Tommy, where was that?
Medifax.
Okay. Well, I have known you for quite a long time. One of the things I've been most impressed about is that you have played all these diverse roles in healthcare tech, and management leadership. So tell us about some of those different roles along your journey.
Sure. I started as a programmer and was working my way through the normal IT progression, database administrator, systems analyst, project manager, and I'd studied accounting in school, and I really got an itch to utilize that part of my education. So I moved into a financial analyst role in operations for a couple of years, and then really by accident got into marketing, where I had a good run for some well-known brands for more than 15 years. And I was fortunate enough to work for a company that was involved in a lot of transactions, a lot of M&A, large and small, and I had the chance to be closely involved in those transactions. My marketing and communications background and my finance background really equipped me well to participate in those transactions. So there were a lot of tuck-in acquisitions, a couple of IPOs, two LBOs, some refinancing. So being part of a very acquisitive organization was a lot of fun and very interesting. I learned a lot. And also being acquired a couple of times along the way really gave me empathy for the acquired employees and made me a better acquirer in the long run.
So, Tommy, there's always been a lot of M&A activity in healthcare. And in fact, when I was a CIO, I kind of was a roll-up queen. You know, we would acquire the companies, and the technology changes required to roll that up is a really big deal. There's still a lot of activity going on in the healthcare space. What, from your experience, do you think makes a really good M&A integration?
Yeah, that's a great question, Tammy. I think it starts with leadership. I think you need a strong leader that is heading up the process. It's an important to have a willing target. You know, the integrations go much more smoothly when the acquired company wants to participate and plays nicely. A good governance structure is helpful. You need to identify the different work streams early in the process or the areas that are going to be integrated. And at the very beginning of the integration, I like to use a two-in-a-box type of structure where each work stream has a leader from each company, and then develop detailed roadmaps related to each work stream. And then cost synergies and revenue synergies are also important part of the justification of deals. So having strong leadership and process around both cost synergies and revenue synergies is critical to the success. And also, one last point I'd make is I think a good governance structure should include change management as well as a communications function.
Something that we often hear on the show as we're talking about healthcare transformation, we hear examples of people and processes and technology, but so often it is the people that are making these things work. So it sounds like you're really outlining for us, you got to take care of your people, especially when different companies are coming in and out. And, you know, there's a lot of money being pumped into the space. There's, you know, we're here in the healthcare capital of the country here in Nashville. So do you have any advice of taking care of your people, especially when there is a merger or an acquisition? Or just generally, I mean, you've also talked about kind of being in that innovative role where it's a smaller team. What have you seen that's really worked well over these last two decades for taking care of your people and making sure everyone's, you know, moving together in lockstep?
Well, that's a really good question, Clark, and one that's often overlooked. I mean, people are obviously critical to the success of the engagement. And what you have to remember in these types of integrations is that the people that are actually doing the work, that are doing the integration, they also have day jobs. You know, they have their regular job of keeping the business running, keeping the lights on, generating business. And so they're pulling double duty, and these integrations can last for months, sometimes depending on the size, even years. So you have to recognize that up front. You have to ensure that the people involved with the integration have the support that they need back in their normal daily functions, that you're rewarding their participation in this and in different ways, and that they're getting good recognition.
Everybody wants to be seen and heard. I like that with the recognition part.
So, Tommy, you were recently involved in the sale of Nutrisystems on behalf of Tivity during COVID. I can't even imagine how that happened. Tell us a little bit about that.
Sure, Tammy. At the beginning of 2020, the leader of Nutrisystem decided to leave, and I was asked to step in and lead that business. And, you know, I was on the job for about a month, and then COVID set in. And so I was initially focused on stabilizing the team, stabilizing the business, and trying to make the first quarter objectives. And then there was COVID. So we immediately turned our attention to employee safety and health and trying to get 600 people off campus. And interestingly enough, 300 people that worked in the contact center didn't have the capability to work remotely. So we had to go out and buy 300 laptops and get them provisioned, train people and how to use the new equipment and set up processes for supervisors to manage the work. And so within a couple of weeks, we were able to get 600 people off campus safely. And then what we realized was we had some key competitive differentiators that set us up really, really nicely, because now that people were forced to be at home, we had the ability to deliver nutritious food directly to every household. And so we pivoted our marketing, messaging, and communications to focus on the quality of the food, safe delivery, immunity-enhancing properties, and things of that nature, and turned out to be a really good opportunity for Nutrisystem. But during the summer, the Tivity's board of directors decided to explore strategic alternatives with that business. So aside from trying to turn around that business, I also had to focus on selling the business. And at the end of the year, we ended up having a real good year. We were able to turn that business to growth for the first time in 3 years. And we're also able to successfully sell the business at a price that Tivity's board and leadership team was happy with.
Wow. Talk about juggling some balls. I think you juggled a lot of balls.
Well, it was a great experience and a lot of fun.
And so this is Nutrisystem like what I have seen and heard on TV. Is that the company you're talking about?
That's right. Tivity bought that company in 2018.
Wow.
And ultimately sold it in 2020.
A lot going on. So you have been part, I think why we were both just buzzing to have you as a guest, Tommy, is because you've seen a lot of different perspectives. You've been part of several different types of transformations. So when you reflect back over these last two decades, while we still have a little bit of time with you, is there anything else that you would like to share with us, whether it was a big lesson learned, maybe something you would go back and tell yourself, like, hey, if I knew this going into this, I would be better? Any kind of advice or wisdom you can share of some of these different examples of driving transformation?
You know, I think it's all about the people at the end of the day. It's good to have good team members that are working close with you. It's also equally important to have good partners. Oftentimes, you know, companies aren't always equipped to do these types of transactions and transformational initiatives. So you need good partners. And I've been really blessed to have some fantastic partners to work alongside and help guide and coach us along the way and provide additional resources to get the work done. But you know, I do think that being acquired was really eye-opening for me and helped round out my perspective on the integration process. It gave me empathy for the acquired employees, what they're going through emotionally, what their families are going through. So that was really an important step along the way. And as I mentioned earlier, being acquired just made me a better acquirer.
So, Tommy, you're doing some great things at Tivity, and a lot of people would love to know more about what Tivity is doing and some of your strategic initiatives there. So tell us more about that.
Yeah, absolutely. Tivity Health is the leading health and wellness platform for older adults. We're striving to be the modern destination for healthy living. Our flagship brand for Tivity is called Silver Sneakers. It's been the leading senior fitness program for nearly 30 years. Our clients are Medicare Advantage plans that provide the Silver Sneakers benefit to their members. There are roughly 18 million Medicare Advantage and MedSup members that have the Silver Sneakers benefit. And we have another line of business called Prime Fitness. That's a gym access business for working age adults offered through health plans and large self-insured employers. And then a very small business called Whole Health Living that's a complementary alternative medicine business. It's an alternative pain management solution that's offered through a number of health plans.
So that's definitely where the future is going, you know, to be very proactive about our health. So it's good to know Tivity is one of those companies that's leading the way there. Tell us about some of the strategic initiatives you have going on this year.
Yeah, absolutely. And under the leadership of our new CEO, Richard Ashworth, we spent the fall defining our go-forward strategy. We reorganized the company for growth. We've empowered our existing executives, hired a couple of new executives that we're really excited about to help lead us into the next chapter. There are a lot of opportunities around Silver Sneakers. It's a very powerful brand, and it has permission to do more. Our members love it. It has a high net promoter score. Our health plan clients love it. And so what we're trying to do, Tammy, is transform from a gym access company for seniors to a digital platform engagement company for older adults. And we're defining a new set of experiences for our members and guests. We want to extend that Silver Sneakers brand, become a more data-driven organization using predictive analytics related to what we know and what we can predict, and serve up next best actions for our members, and then also expand that whole health living business that's really a great alternative to opioids, alternative pain management solution.
That's fantastic. And I would imagine you guys have a lot of data on behavior and what really works with these seniors to get them engaged.
Absolutely. Data is a critical element here, and we're making significant investments. We're investing in a new data lake capability as well as a consumer data platform so that we can improve our MarTech capabilities with more precise messaging and offers and engagements with our members and prospects.
So as we're starting to get closer to the end here, you know, we often like to ask, what's the thing you're most proud of that you've worked on these last, you know, two decades? What really stands out to you?
Well, I love that question. And I have a growing list of people that formerly worked for me that are now well-respected executives with a C in front of their title. CMO, COO, presidents, general managers. I get a real sense of pride when I see their accomplishments and see what they're doing out on LinkedIn. So that's probably what I'm most proud of.
That has got to be so cool to see all these different people across your career that you've interacted with that are now helping lead this ecosystem, not only in Nashville, not only in Tennessee, but beyond. But speaking of Tennessee, you know, one of my first interactions with you, Tommy, I remember at the National HIMSS conference. This is like the best of the best. You know, it's like, geez, I mean, anyone and everyone in healthcare seems to be at this conference every year. You and the Tennessee HIMSS chapter won some pretty significant awards. You received Chapter Leader of the Year, and Tennessee HIMSS was recognized with the best global HIMSS chapter in the world. I mean, this is, and that here, right here, Tennessee HIMSS won that. So you and all these folks, I know everyone gives so much to this community. It's really cool to hear from you kind of reflecting back and all that. So first, congratulations again on that. And I appreciate you sharing some of those other elements of, it's all about the people. And I think that is such a great note to make here.
Well, thanks for that, Clark. And the Tennessee HIMSS chapter has been instrumental in my career and my development. And I'm glad I was able to give back. And really what was important there was that the chapter won Chapter of the Year. It was long overdue. And me receiving Chapter Leader of the Year was just a bonus.
Very cool.
But I've been really had some great opportunities to be part of the industry, both nationally as well as locally. We have some great organizations here in Middle Tennessee, the National Healthcare Council, Tennessee HIMSS, as you mentioned, and a number of others. That the National Technology Council is great, and we just have a lot of great people that give back here.
Well, this brings us to our final question. So you were telling us, you know, what you've been working on these last several years and what you're working on today. Where do you see the industry going next? Where do you see the next several years, the next decade, the next two decades? You know, pull out your crystal ball here. What do you see coming up?
Yeah, I see a continuation of digital transformation, and I'm really excited to be a part of that. I believe there will be more consolidation, especially with health plans acquiring some of their partners, and then consumerization taking more cues from fintech and retail. And I'm really excited about this space because we all have a chance to make a difference. You know, we're all consumers. Many of us are caregivers. We all interact with the healthcare system, so we all have a vested interest here. And I'm hopeful that one day soon, all of my providers and all caregivers will know me and know everything about me and know my history, and I won't have to repeat that story every time I go to the doctor or to the hospital.
So that is so true, Tommy, and I believe the organizations that think that way and are always looking out for ways to make the experience better for the patient, share data between all the providers. Those are going to be the organizations that win. And I'm sure with you leading activity, you're going to be one of those winners at the end of this. And we're just so very honored to have you on the show. Thank you for sharing your journey and your experiences.
Thank you so much for joining. We really, really appreciate it.
Well, thank you, Tammy. Thank you, Clark. Appreciate you having me. And it's great to reconnect. Let's do this again sometime.
Tammy and I have been itching to get back to doing our in-person sessions, and we've got a brand new studio we're going to be using. And soon enough, we'll definitely be doing that. And hopefully, you know, at another Big Hems show, we'll be able to connect there. Last question, do you have any kind of easy ways to connect with you? What's the best way to learn more and maybe follow up?
Yeah, absolutely. On LinkedIn, so that's an easy way to get in touch with me. You can also reach me through the Tivity Health website.
Thanks for listening to How I Transform This, Success Stories of Transformation in Healthcare, presented by Versus 12. To learn more about how Versus 12 is best situated to transform the healthcare industry, and to follow along with this show, be sure to visit versus12.com/podcast. We'll see you next time. To learn more about how Versus 12 is best situated to transform the healthcare industry, and to follow along with this show, be sure to visit versus12.com/podcast. We'll see you next time.